You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander.
I don't even know where to begin to describe my next guest. She's passionate, she's amazing at what she does, and she started just by thinking of the concept and then actually building it. Like other entrepreneurs, just like us, like just created something out of nothing. And it all just started with one core idea. Maria Criticos is the founder of Ladies Who Lunch and Fearless and Fabulous, which is a great mentorship program for anybody who wants to connect with a bunch of other women that actually know how to network in the way that is not traditional, but it's in a really cool gathering that is female-centric and really inspire each other to achieve more. Maria and I met a few years back when I was running the Hustle and Glow mentorship program, and she was one of the people that I was mentoring. It's great to see an idea that she was just thinking about, and then she fostered it into a bigger idea, and all of a sudden, she is one of the best thought leaders in Canada in running these fabulous women's groups that are really meaningful, and they're so soul-centric. Maria is a passionate, wonderful person. She has this great, vibrant energy. She is absolutely gorgeous. She loves fashion. I mean, how could you not love this woman? Here is Maria Criticos in episode 13. Welcome to the Beauty Beat. And today I have this amazing person. Her name is Maria Criticos. And she is the creator and CEO of Ladies Who Launch. And I'm very excited to introduce you. I'm not going to talk a lot about, I just wanted to start talking because she's amazing. She's one of the most fearless entrepreneurs I know. And I want to introduce you to her and really discover what she's created and how she's done it. And really, in my point of view, very just effortlessly and fearlessly. So welcome, Maria. Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Francesca, how are you? Thank you so much for that introduction. Effortlessly, I don't know about effortlessly, but thank you for saying that. Maybe it appears effortlessly, but what I always tell people is like, don't compare your behind the scenes to everyone else's production reel, because a lot of people might look at the network, Ladies Who Lunch network, and say, oh my God, wow, like, how did she do it? Like, it is hard work. I don't want to say hard work. It is an effort, and it's a consistent effort, but thank you. It appears effortless, which is good.
So just a little background on Maria. Maria and I met. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got a little feedback there, but Maria and I actually met a few years back, and Maria decided to take the Hustle and Glow mentorship program, and that's how we started. But honestly, every time we get together, it's kind of, I don't know, it's like girlfriends that just giggle and that are excited to talk about, what we're both doing. And I especially like what you've done, because you really sketched it out as a maybe kind of, I sort of want to do this. And then it just exploded on you. So, in a good way. So, Maria, I'm going to leave it alone. I thought that was hysterical. But Maria, tell me a little bit more about your evolution on your thought process about getting women together to network and really support each other, and in such a fabulous way. So tell me a little bit more about what Ladies Who Lunch, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, Francesca, I started working with you back in May of, 2013. Was it May of 2013?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So yeah, just a little over a year ago. Well, basically I remember, you were actually one of my first, coaches, one of my first mentors, and you're very special to me because, when I initially spoke to you, Ladies Who Lunch was nothing. It was not, we hadn't had any, events. I don't even know if I had a Facebook page. It was really just a very basic idea floating around in my head. And I remember you saying, it's going to be great. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. And then a part of me was like, really? Like, I don't know. How is it ever going to get there? So I really have to let people know that it all just starts, everything starts as nothing. And sometimes you just, at the time, you're not able to see that far into the future. I'll be honest with you. So it's really just one step at a time. It's important to take a step every day. It's important to have a mentor. It's important to have goals and a plan. And then, you know, fast forward a year, year and a half later, and look at where we are. So it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So globally speaking, right now I'm in New Zealand and Maria's in Canada, but where in particular in Canada, and how can people find you and connect with Ladies Who Lunch?
Thank you so much. I'm from Vancouver, BC in Canada, but the network is global, which means there are members from all over the world. We have members like yourself in New Zealand, Australia, all parts of the United States. As one of our founding members is, as far as Lebanon, we have members in Lebanon, in Greece, just Hawaii, all over the place. So the website is ladieswholunchnetwork.com. And we do have the live events in Vancouver, but we are expanding to 3 other cities by the end of the year. So there's going to be the smaller networks popping up in other cities, but essentially the benefits are mostly online and through our online community. So you can be anywhere in the world. So ladieswholunchnetwork.com is the site. You'll find all the information there and the benefits of becoming a member.
Great. Now tell me a little bit about what the importance of networking, and especially when we have women together networking. What do you see the features and benefits of that? I mean, why should we all get involved in more female networking?
My thing is always, I always say, you know, we need to support one another, not compete against each other, you know, and sometimes women can be competitive. I'd say not as competitive as men. It is in our nature to support one another, to be what's the word I'm looking for? As mothers, as sisters, as partners, we're very empathic, you know, and we are. It's in our nature to support each other. So I think we do what comes naturally. When we get together, we want to help each other, and that's all that I'm trying to encourage and foster in this group. It's just really, it's a support network. It's a network of inspiration. It's a network of motivation. It's a network to see what is possible when we come together, and really the sky's the limit.
I love that. When I started also my first business, you know, being self-employed, I was a makeup artist in Los Angeles, and I had to go to a lot of networking events. And I think the way I faked it in the beginning was that I sort of, I didn't speak in the third person, but I kind of went there for Francesca, who was an amazing makeup artist, and people needed to know her. So I sort of went as her best friend, because it was really interesting. I can never really, it was very hard for me to promote myself. I'm not used to bragging or boasting who and what I can do. So in networking events, I tend to like just show up for me in a different sense. Like, oh, I'm going to just share, you know, who I do and what, you know, what I do and who I, you know, see if I can get a connection there. Are there any cool pro tips from the master, Maria, here, of telling us how we can effortlessly go in a room and work it? Because if you go on your Facebook page, you see you dress, I mean, seriously, like so cute in all these great little outfits, and you look so confident and you look so warm and approachable. What are some of the tips that you can give to women?
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's in my nature to be very sociable. I mean, I don't have any particular techniques. I smile and I talk to everyone. I literally say hello with a smile to everyone, and that's enough to start a conversation. But at our events, I don't want to say force people to network, but I actually, because I'm a teacher, I actually have activities that I'm going to say force people to get up and actually circulate and meet one another, introduce each other. So the last one we did, we had about 80 women in the room, and one of the activities was, it was called a networking bingo, where we had to meet and exchange business cards and find out about the other person. And I think we had to meet like 25 women within like 20 minutes. And so that was conducive to getting to know the majority of the people in the room. So our events are facilitators of networking, because for a lot of people, it sounds so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not natural, you know, to network is not natural, but our environment is so conducive to that, that it doesn't really feel like a networking event. I don't really want to call it that either, because I think it's just more of a, an organic, getting to know you event. And a lot of women tell me, you know, it's great to be connected online, but there's nothing like meeting everyone in person and forming those connections, you know, like when you give someone a hug or a handshake or a smile, you know, you just connect on a different level. So
I think that your particular format is so important, because what happens when we get online is that we lose that, you know, one-on-one relationship. And the cool thing about meeting somebody, you know, at an event and really pushing yourself forward is that you're able to make those connections that may lead on to something else. You gain momentum on an idea. You might gain a partnership. You might even gain, you know, somebody that you can work with. These live events are, I feel like they're even more important than going online, even though online is great and I love that you have a global network, but there's nothing like, you know, going to see you, the creator of Ladies Who Lunch, and then maybe meet some other like-minded people. I just feel, when I do things like this, fills me up for like 12 months. And I think that you should be doing like things like go to live events as an entrepreneur 2 to 3 times a year, make the investment, you know, get that ticket to Vancouver and go. Definitely.
Yeah. I always tell women, I say, you know, you are going to meet someone in this network that will change your life. And at first they're like, oh my God, you're so dramatic. But I'm telling you, it's true. You are going to meet someone that's going to change your life.
Oh, wow.
You know me, I'm dramatic, right? But it's the truth. I promise you. Yeah. There's amazing women in this network. And all it takes is that one connection, that one deep, you know, authentic connection. And you just don't know what can evolve out of that, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely. I think so too. I think my strongest connections are with people that I actually met one-on-one or made the effort to follow up and do that. So this is the other kind of the natural question. So say you meet that fabulous person who's, you know, you've connected with, say, even at one of your events. What do you do after? Do you follow up? Like, what's the natural progression? What's the recommendation to follow up and get that connection to still spark?
Definitely. I think there definitely has to be a follow-up. And, I mean, the way we do it is we're members, so we have the online platform where we can say, like, hey, it was so great to meet you, you know, let's take it further. Like, do you want to have a coffee next week? Or, you know, so you definitely should follow up. Absolutely. That's the key. I mean, you meet them in person, but if there's no follow-up, then there's no continuation of the relationship. So, you're going to connect and you're going to be drawn to different people, and just, you don't have to connect with every single person in the room. You know, you'll gravitate to who you're supposed to gravitate to. And then naturally you should follow up. Yes.
Yeah. I like that. I think it also I love the idea of connecting with just one or two or three people and see where it goes. I agree. I think when you try to connect with a huge amount of people, there's a sense of loss a little bit, because you're not really focusing and you're kind of just, you know, you're one of those people that just sprinkle your cards everywhere, and it's not quite the connection that you want. You want to take advantage of a network like yours to really, you know, take it to the next level. I mean, for me, I'll tell you, like, you know, I've mastermind partners out of it. I've had, next level business ideas from it. I can bounce off my sales pages with other entrepreneurs, have another set of fresh eyes to look at my website. I mean, it goes, the list goes on and on and on for sure.
Exactly.
So, and with you, when you created this, I mean, tell me your dream vision of where you'd like to see this go. Like, you know, what is it going to look like in the future? How is it going to feel? And how is it even going to expand? Do you have any scoop for me that I can say, hey, look for this. This is going to be happening in 2015.
Definitely we'd like to open up more cities. We'd like to host Ladies Who Lunch events in other cities. I think my dream would be to do like a larger conference. I don't know whether it's going to be called the Fearless and Fabulous Summit, and women will come from all over the world. So I envision something really large, maybe once a year, but also these smaller communities popping up around in different areas. So if anyone is interested in potentially being what we like to call an LWL ambassador, Ladies Who Lunch ambassador in your city, by all means, feel free to reach out to me, and you can send an email to info@ladieswholunchnetwork.com, info@ladieswholunchnetwork.com, and we'll talk.
So great. Now, the other thing I want to tell or ask you about is I love that I've been seeing a lot of press with you, and you really seem to be reaching out to local press and beyond. Tell me how that happened for you. Did you actively go out and introduce yourself to press and pitch? Like, how did that all happen? I'd love to share that with some of my listeners, because some of them have sparked some interest in trying to do traditional methods in PR. So I'd love for you to share that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just important to reach out, simply just reach out to different media, to the media in your city or wherever you're doing an event, or even online. Just reach out to them, really. It's just about saying, hi, how are you? This is what I'm doing. Would you be interested in coming? Would you be interested in covering? And most of the time they're like, yeah, it sounds great. So it really wasn't that difficult. And, you just need one, two, or three. And then once you start getting coverage, then it's easier, because people see it and they're like, oh, yeah, I'd love to cover that event, So I think it's just reaching out. A lot of people are afraid to reach out, and I think that's what holds a lot of us back. It's like, you think that maybe, why would they be interested in me? Well, why not? Right?
Right. That's so great. So also, just to get back to the original vision of this, and I love that, there is a place where women can just kind of, get together, get to know each other. And it really, for me, goes to the very basic sense of you're an entrepreneur, or you have your own business. Maybe you're trying to start a business, or you're in the corporate world doing quite well and you want to connect with other people. And there is this sort of lump in your throat moment where, you do want to connect with other people that you can talk about some of the things that you're going through that can be difficult. In any sort of business that you have, there are those moments that are not only a teachable moment, but are a huge hurdle. So, I love networks like yours that are able to give that. Is there any other vision that you have that you, when you thought of, oh, you know what, this is also going to problem solve women that have, these bullet points, issues, or has that ever happened to you? Like when you created this, like, oh yeah, this is totally going to solve this problem and connect women doing this. Can you share with us a little bit more on what that was about for you?
I think if I understand the question correctly, it's who we're speaking to in the network. And I think essentially it boils down to three different kinds of women. The first group, I think, is women that potentially have gone through something transformational in their lives. It could be like a divorce, like myself, the loss of a relationship, potentially the loss of a job. So their world as they knew it is gone. It's no longer the same. They've sort of had the rug pulled out from under them, and they're sort of in this place of like, oh my God, what do I do now? So they need to see other women that that have gone through what they've gone through and have sort of come out on top and are successful. And so they're essentially seeking inspiration. The second group is really the woman that potentially is kind of stuck in her 9-to-5 that's not really living her true passion. And the reason being is because she doesn't feel that that it's possible, or she doesn't know how to get to do what she loves to do and be paid for it. So she's kind of like living a life of mediocrity. And the third group is the women that can inspire, you know, women like yourself, tons of other women in the group that can share their message with others that will inspire. So I would say I'm a combination of all of these women, and essentially the group is like an extension of who I am. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh my God, brilliant. It's so brilliantly said. And I think that a lot of women can really relate to that for sure. You know, what we, you know, just kind of the our own character arc of what we all go through. And I think that that was a commonality for me. It's like when I went through my divorce and I was starting all over, I started imagining what a really cool life would be. And it all just fell in my lap. So I think that that is so great. I feel like that's that whole arc that you described, it fits a lot of women, you know, and it's such a great place and meeting. And I'm just so excited and so honored to know you because you're able to do this. And I have one last question for you. And my last question is, can you give us some closing advice to, you know, maybe that woman, the woman that is actually the two of the women that you described that is going through her next chapter and she is dealing with the rub of mediocrity. What is your particular advice to her?
I really want, I mean, the reason I started the network is to show women that anything is possible, that you should not be confined by your current circumstances, that you can rise above them, that you can create a life by design in whichever way that you want and in whichever way that you imagine and desire. And I think a lot of women don't feel that they have the power to do that, myself included at one point, you know. So I want to teach women that, yes, you do have that power. You can create whatever life you dream possible. And I want to show you how through this network, through other women that have accomplished what you are trying to get to. So essentially, it's I want women to wake up every day and like I say, I want them to have that can't wait to get out of bed feeling, you know, because life is won and there's no time to waste. So go for it. Really, just go for it. Be fearless. And like I say, fearless is not experiencing the fear, because we all do. It's just simply moving past it. And essentially, the network is a network of women realizing and living their dream. That's what it is in a nutshell. So
I love it.
I hope that answers your question.
Oh my gosh, that was brilliantly done. Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you for spending your time with us. And for people that are listening to this, I'm going to go ahead and put the links in the information section of iTunes, the podcast, and also on my website at socialglobalgrind.com. Thank you, Maria. I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. Now, if you really feel inspired and you want to check out a little bit more about Hustle and Glow, go to hustleandglow.com, check out and sign up for the free newsletter, and we can give you a lot of great resources for those inspired artists, freelancers, and coaches. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you on the next Beauty Beat.